First of all, I want to say welcome to my house. And we are glad to have you with us.
Salim Wassef and his family are performing their annual tradition, decorating their Christmas tree. But he says for Egyptian Christians, the joy of the season is tempered by concern.
At present, they feel that there is something which they fear. Something may happen which they don't like to happen.
Salim's wife, Hella, a bank manager, put on a Christmas sweater and pin for the occasion, but her heart's not in it quite as it used to be. Mrs. Wassef says Egyptian Christians are praying more and celebrating less this year. She's worried and fears for her future as a working Christian woman in Egypt.
No joy. I hear joy, but not joy.
It's a feeling shared among many of Egypt's 8 million Christians, 10% of the population. The Wassef family is part of a minority within the minority. They're among the 1,000 Egyptian members of the Anglican Church. Most Egyptian Christians are Coptic Orthodox, and they're the largest Christian community in the Arab world. The selection of a new Coptic Pope in November drew worldwide attention. Egypt's new constitution guarantees the rights of the country's Christians, but many are worried anyway, according to Yusuf Sidhom, the editor of the Coptic weekly newspaper.
Well, it's obvious that Egypt is continuously being dragged towards political Islam and political Islam in the political arena in Egypt does not hide its intentions to work towards establishing an Islamic State.
Egypt's Islamists have demonstrated their power on the streets and at the ballot box. And their rise worries Salim Wassef's daughter, Sara, a university senior.
It's really hard. I'm afraid when I hear that they want to limit the rules and the work of women. Sometimes I think that if it was applied, I may not work again, or I may not go to college and continue my education. It causes really, really fear, and I cannot stop myself of thinking and being a normal human being.
Sara has been heartened a bit by some of her classmates who are coming to her Christmas concert this year for the first time. It's the kind of sign she's been praying for.
We keep praying for this relationship and for these relations between us and between Muslims, and that there would be peace.
And that, even amid Egypt's turmoil, is after all the theme of the day. Al Pessin, VOA News, Cairo.